What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, the gambling thing kept going on for a long time because I think there was a lot of intrigue attached to it. This story, the development was 11 years in the making. He hopped on about 2 years ago. It just kind of feels like he got there in the final hour. And then even if him and his business partners kind of crashed it and then made it not happen, I just don't think people care about business ventures being taken down relative to how just satisfied we are with a gambling story like he had with his interpreter.
So if you guys haven't seen this story, Shohei Ohtani and his agent are being sued and accused of sabotaging a $240 million housing project in Hawaii. And basically it was, there was an agreement where the company that is behind this could go ahead and use Shohei's name, image, and likeness to promote this venture. And then there was a disagreement over Shohei's name, image, and likeness being used on some website, which then it sounded more like his agent doing problematic things than Shohei.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, and I think people are kind of recognizing that.
Well, so, but what's interesting is, to what you just said, what's fascinating about this is no one went to, there were questions of, is he just a bad guy? But everybody immediately went back to the gambling thing. To like what you said about this, the gambling thing being more juicy, and you can't really pile on top of a millionaire versus millionaire. So, this proves the gambling thing was real.
The gambling story is a movie. You know, that's the type of stuff that you can't make up even if you try. That is unprecedented territory. This is just a bad business deal is what it sounds like. And even if Ohtani's the bad guy in the story, I don't know. It feels like enough people have just kind of fallen in love with Ohtani. They don't really even care even if he is a bad guy.
I think that's what's so interesting about this is, and it doesn't really feel like anything's changed in this regard, but it does seem like everyone doesn't really care if Ohtani gambled, and it doesn't really seem like anyone cares if Ohtani is secretly a bad guy because he hits home runs, and when we do catch him on camera, he smiles.
It feels like that scene in the Simpsons when they have all the baseball players there and Mark McGwire's like, do you want the truth or you want to see me hit dingers? And they're like, dingers. It's like, yeah, okay. Like, it feels like, do we want the truth from Ohtani? Probably not. It's probably best we don't know everything that's going on. We just want to see him be a generational talent.
So this is why how you act does truly matter for people. Albert Bell's personality in this situation, he'd be guilty and people would still be talking about it. Barry Bonds is another guy.
For sure.
Mercurial as hell.
But when shady people do shady things, then it kind of connects the dots for us. But if somebody like Ohtani, who doesn't come across shady at all, does something that seems shady, we just don't have the same response.
I just think it's, and listen, I understand why ESPN let the story go. It makes Ohtani look bad. There's a relationship there. And when I say ESPN, I'm talking about the big networks.
You think they're protecting their superstar?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're protecting baseball. There's another, I mean, Luis Ortiz and Emmanuel Clase should be the biggest story in sports. If we really cared about the integrity of the game, the Ortiz-Clase stuff would have been up on the main page of ESPN or any of the other CBS Sports for longer than 6 hours after it happened?
All right, let's put it this way. If Caitlin Clark found herself in some sort of trouble that is similar to what Ohtani has been involved in, should the WNBA kind of just cover that up?
No, but they wouldn't be able to, because Caitlin Clark doing that is the biggest story in sports.
Ohtani with the gambling was the biggest story in sports. It had an extended shelf life on that too.
It wasn't leaving.
This one
get
isn't.
Up.
This one isn't, and I think this one. Oh, whoa, the Ohtani gambling stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that definitely led get up.
Not multiple days in a row. The first day.
Oh, we have different recollections of that. Then I'd love to go back and see, but that was my memory of it. That led everything when it went for. I remember getting mad at a Infinity Sports Network host because 3 weeks after the event happened, he was still trying to talk about it, and I was like, well, at some point, you got to move on. But that was 3 weeks later. Like that one held for a lot of people. But I think it held for a lot of people because it was a movie more than it was anything. Like this, him upsetting a contract deal done in Hawaii that was 11 years in the making. I just don't think people care about that stuff.
But it's weird. Then how many? Media members who did this, cheap jokes about going back to the gambling thing, do you have to see to show that they do care about it?
Well, they care more about the gambling thing.
They just know that if you go out and be like, well, Shohei is not a good guy about this, the charges don't stick. Where if you're like, well, between this and the gambling thing, what a jerk.
I mean, I think more people are, I don't even think people were insulted with the gambling thing, though. I think that's the interesting part about Ohtani in general. I think I heard a national person earlier today that basically just swept it under the rug for Ohtani when it came to the gambling thing, as if he came over here, didn't know how to speak the language, and just got taken advantage of.
Yeah, well, that's what's interesting about it is, all right, so kind of following the same line here, did Shohei duck the charges, or was that a legitimate story?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You talking about the second one or the gambling?
Well, no, the gambling charges. Because like Radu on Twitter said,
definitely ducked the charges.
Ohtani found a fall guy for his gambling. Why would baseball do that for Ohtani, no matter how popular he is? And granted, Class A and Ortiz are not on the level of Ohtani, but why is any one player worth the integrity of the game?
Well, so what's different with like Class A and Ortiz is that that was actually betting on in-game stuff. With the interpreter, at least what they've claimed was that this was on a bunch of NFL games, a bunch of college football games. It's betting on sports that aren't baseball.
I just think it's interesting. Shohei somehow in the gray area where he's incredibly guilty and incredibly innocent at the same time, and no one really cares if any of that's defined. And that I think is the symbolism that is a symbol of what social media is, where at the same time on social media, you're the worst thing you've ever been accused of, and you're also completely innocent of that, and both things are true on social media.
I mean, it kind of reads like that Mateer story we talked about yesterday, the Oklahoma quarterback, where it's like you're gonna claim your innocence, and there's just going to be X amount of people that will never believe you're innocent, regardless of it. And Ohtani's in that same boat.
Because so anymore, as a society, do we want to believe that Shohei is innocent, or do we just, is it just, like, does that matter anymore?
It doesn't really matter to me, if I'm being honest about it. I like watching Ohtani play baseball, but also he wasn't betting on the game itself. Like, there's a difference for me between betting on the NFL and college football and betting millions of dollars and losing millions of dollars in that world than gambling on, you know, pitches that happen in the game.
Because I do think, like, this specific to, Shohei's a bad guy. I don't know that I have definitive proof to say that. Right.
Well, I don't think gambling on sports makes you a bad guy, because if I thought that, I'd be a pretty miserable human.
Well, but you're not an athlete, so it'd be different for you. Like, an athlete gambling on anything, there's a code of, literally, in the bylaws of each sport of what you can and can't do.
Right, in baseball's bylaws, it doesn't say you can't gamble on other sports, it says you can't gamble on baseball. We looked that up with the Ortiz situation. Right? Is that right, Mac?
Yeah. If we had looked at that before, yeah. Sorry about that.
I caught him off guard a little bit there. My bad. That's on me.
He was actually sitting back.
No, but Mac is the one that
relaxed.
Looked this up for us when we did the Ortiz whole story. Everything.
It was just funny because Mac, it was one of those things where, because of how it happened, it was like, yes, of course.
Uh-huh. He wasn't paying attention at all, was he? Were you spaced out right
he
there?
He was sitting back. You were thinking about what Chipotle order you're going to get later today.
He definitely answered that way of, like, dude, I don't know what you just said.
It's 6:32. It's okay, it's that fine. You would be doing that.
6 o'clock hour.
Because your job and my, I can't ever do that except in breaks. But you can at the end of a show. This is not criticism, but it was just funny how Mac was like, the panic in Mac's eyes was really, really good. Sorry. Back to the Ohtani thing. I do think it matters, though. Should it not matter? Like, holistically, like the idea of he's nice and he smiles, but he's either in bed with the wrong people or surrounded by heinous people. That should matter, whether that's an image thing or whether it's reality. Meaning, like, is he a bad guy or is this just an image problem? And it does, but you're right, though. It doesn't matter for people because we just want to believe what we want to believe with these guys. And Ted on Twitter is going to think Ohtani's a turd, and Mike's a Dodgers fan, so Mike's going to be like, of course it wasn't him.
But I just don't think there's too many Teds on there in talking about Ohtani. I think 99% of the people just kind of appreciate that he's different, he's unique, and he's fun for the game. So we are willing to kind of maybe let some things slide. But again, I never thought that gambling, even if it was millions of dollars, when he just made $700 million, I never thought that was like, you're a bad guy now. That's not really something that does that for me.
I just think it's interesting how, like, you mentioned Caitlin Clark, and I think it's, I'm always kind of fascinated at how, who gets heat and who doesn't.
Yeah.
Right? What generates heat and what doesn't.
Yeah.
And to me, it would be if this were true, meaning like it was Ohtani and not his agent, this, I mean, gosh, what a turd. The specific to the idea of if the interpreter was a fall guy, that should be huge. It should, to, compared to, like, because I know the story would be different if it was somebody else. And I think that's just like Caitlin Clark having that kind of heat and Ohtani doesn't is interesting. And again, not good or bad. I'd say just bizarre.
I mean, I would take it even a little bit further. Like, if Patrick Mahomes does this, it has a different reaction too. You know, like, it's just, it's fascinating to me how people are taking this. But with Ohtani and the latest thing, I think first off, they're exhausted from the first go around with this. And the second reaction is then, okay, all right. So maybe Ohtani is in bed with too many sleazy people, and maybe he needs to recognize the people that he's surrounded himself with don't have his best interest at heart, which then in my mind turns him into even more of a almost sympathetic figure, as if, like, these people are just hanging on and then taking advantage of Ohtani.
It's just wild to watch Ohtani. And again, it's fair to say there's a decent chance that he just has a team of guys who are problematic around him, and these are optics issues. It's interesting to see that pass play out for some folks, not everybody, as we've kind of pointed out. And then, like, Patrick Mahomes, like, his brother is a problematic human being, so that's somehow on Patrick. Or people don't like Patrick Mahomes' wife because they have, I mean, I would say unfair opinions of her, and somehow that reflects, or Patrick's dad in the drunk mm-hmm. driving, that's somehow a reflection on Patrick, and yet who a guy doesn't immediately do business with, that somehow isn't. I just think it's really interesting.
Yeah, I think there's also something different happening with Ohtani too, because it's not, we never hear him speak. And so I think because we never hear him speak, we never accredit how smart he actually is. And we just see him out there playing baseball and having a good time. And so I think a lot of people, because we don't have that intimate knowledge of really what he sounds like speaking English, we just kind of, we assume that people are taking advantage of him, when the reality might be he might be incredibly sharp and he might be very aware of everything that's going on. And this is not just somebody coming over from Japan and having a lot of hanger-ons doing their bidding, when in reality, I think right now people just think, oh, he just wanted to play baseball. He just loves baseball, wants to play baseball, and that's all it is.
Does it matter if Shohei Ohtani actually is secretly a bad dude? In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.